Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So, kirtan means the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are various ways of glorifying the Lord, and this glorification is simply based on His qualities, describing His qualities, and also describing His activities, pastimes. And of all the glorifications of the Lord, the most attractive one, or the most effective one, and the most prominent one is to describe His qualities that attracts everybody. And this attraction is the basis of love. Relationships are based on love. When you love somebody, we want to be with that person. When we hate somebody, we want to be away from that person. So if we want to be with the Lord, then we have to develop our love for Him. It is because of our love for Him that we want to be with Him. And this loving relationship is based on loving exchange. He loves us. Now it's up to us to respond to His love. So the ultimate loving exchange is the reciprocation of that love, where both are appreciating each other. He loves us because we are His children. He loves us because He is the Supreme Father. And sometimes the child may forget the father, but the father never forgets the child. We may have forgotten Him, but He never forgot us. And He is always taking care of us, providing for all the needs, maintaining us in the most wonderful way. And He allowed us. Okay. You want to go and play with your friends in the field, in the park? Go play with them. But then when it becomes dark, when all the friends are gone, when we are left alone and we are afraid, we are distressed, then you call out to Him, "Daddy, Daddy, where are you?" Then the Father comes and picks us up. So now it's simply up to us when we are going to stop playing this silly game that we are playing here in this field of material nature and realize how miserable we have become here, becoming separated from our Father, and we call out to Him, "Please come and take me." And He will come and pick us up and say, "Now let's go home." So calling out to Him the prayer that we call out and we sincerely ask Him to deliver us from this distressful condition that we are in. And that prayer is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, 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 Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So, I presume, first of all, I want to thank you all very much for giving us this opportunity to come here and be with you all. First of all, I want to express my gratitude to Hari Asha Prabhu. For creating this wonderful opportunity for all of us. And you have this program every Friday evening?
First Friday of the month.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes, Bhagavad Gita on Tuesday.
Okay. Yeah. So, he is a wonderful devotee. We are just talking about him this evening. I hope he is not around. I don't want to embarrass him. I know him for how many years? Almost 30 years. And he's been a very, very dedicated follower of Srila Prabhupada. How many of you know about Srila Prabhupada? Okay. Srila Prabhupada is the great devotee of the Lord who came in the mid-60s alone in America and established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness that spread the profound understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead all over the world within a short span of 10 years' time. He came here a lone person, did not even know anybody in America, in total uncertainty, without any funds, without any support, without any patronage. He came to America and started this Krishna consciousness movement. This Krishna consciousness movement is a simple, you can say, a simple culture of making everyone aware of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. People speak of God, but most of them do not know who God is. But Srila Prabhupada came and gave us a very clear understanding of who God is. Once in New York City, some reporters were interviewing Srila Prabhupada, and Prabhupada very boldly declared, "If you want to know about God, you can come to me. I can tell you who He is, what He looks like, what His name is, where He stays, what He does, and I can give you His telephone number." So that you can dial the number and get connection. And what's the number? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the young Americans responded to his call. They came forward to help him in his mission. And he supported him in the most amazing way. They dedicated themselves, so many of them, about 10,000 of them, committed themselves completely to his mission. And they went to different corners of the world and helped him to fulfill the instruction that he received from his spiritual master. His spiritual master during the first meeting told him that take this message and distribute it all over the world in English language. And Srila Prabhupada did that. He received that instruction when he was only 26 years old. And he committed himself to fulfill that mission. And it took him almost 44 years to prepare himself. And then finally he came to America at the age of 70. And he started to spread this mission. He tried everywhere. Then finally he started in New York. He first started in uptown New York, thinking that elderly, established people will respond to his appeal. Didn't get any response. Then finally he moved down to downtown New York, Bowery. And there he started to get the response. And his early followers got a place for him. You know, they got a small little storefront about the size of this room, 26 Second Avenue. And he started his mission there. He established his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That storefront already had a sign, the matchless gift from the previous owner. Prabhupada kept that sign because he did come to present this world a matchless gift. And then he established or registered this institution, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. A small little storefront in downtown New York, the International Society. With just a handful of followers, young Americans, and he called it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. The lawyer who came to register the company, I mean in the institution, organization, he suggested that instead of calling it the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, call it the International Society for God Consciousness. Some of his disciples also liked the idea that who will understand what is Krishna consciousness? Rather call it God consciousness. But Prabhupada told them, no, I came here to make everybody understand who God is, because they don't know who God is. And he explained that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Krishna, the word Krishna, what does it mean, the Sanskrit word? All attractive. Who is all attractive? Although we may think that we are all attractive. But in reality there is only one person who is all attractive. And he is all attractive because he possesses all the features of attraction. What attracts us? What are those attractive aspects? Beauty, strength, wealth, fame, knowledge, and detachment. So these are the features, six aspects of attraction. And Krishna means one who possesses all these six features to the fullest extent. All attractive. He is the supreme beautiful, most beautiful. He is the most powerful. And don't we say in Latin also, omnipotent? Omnipotent. or all-powerful in English. Who is all-powerful? Krishna, God, is all-powerful. Who possesses all the wealth? Who can claim that he possesses all the wealth? He, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's why he's all-attractive, and that's why he is Krishna, and that's why he is the object of our love. Doesn't attraction and love has interconnection? Aren't they interrelated? We fall in love with somebody who is attractive. We love somebody who is attractive. And these are the aspects of attraction, features of attraction. Beauty, wealth, fame, power, knowledge, and renunciation. So that's what Prabhupada came to remind us, that God is all attractive. Now, he came also to dispel another misconception. God. Not God, gods. Their concept of Greek gods, Hindu gods, Muslim gods, Christian gods, and so forth. Right? But God is one without a second. The supreme. How many can be supreme? Yeah, supreme can be only one. Once I came across a story when I was young that one of the religious leaders in that community, they used to worship many gods. So he broke all the other forms of the gods and kept only one standing. So his father came and got very upset to see that all these forms have been broken. He said, "Who did it?" He said, "This one who is most powerful." He got rid of everyone else. So that is the concept of Supreme Personality of God. Prabhupada didn't use the expression just God. Prabhupada was very precise in his expression. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the Supreme. And he is a person. He is not just some light or some energy and so forth. He is a person. He is a form. He is a feature. He is an individual. He has his qualities and he has attributes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he explained that even in the Vedic understanding, there are many gods. Yes, there are many gods. In English, there is only one expression, God. But in Sanskrit, there are two different expressions. Bhagavan and Devas. There are personalities who are respective in charge of different departments of the universal affairs. In the universal affairs, there is water, there is wind, there is fire. These are different departments. And there are different individuals who are taking care of those departments. They are known as devas. Like in a state, there are different departments, electric supply department, water supply department, public works department, finance department, education department. Similarly, in the universal affair also, there are different departments and there are different responsibility, personalities in charge of those departments. They are known as devas. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not of this material nature. He is beyond this material nature. Beyond this material nature, there is a spiritual reality. And He is the supreme controller of both the material and the spiritual affairs. And He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and He gave us all the informations about Him, and He informed us about our relationships with Him, and He also provided the means by which we can re-establish our lost relationship with Him. And in simple words, what's the means of re-establishing our relationship?
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Wonderful. So what does it mean? It means, I love you, I love you, I love you, my Supreme Personality of Godhead. What causes a relationship to develop? Love. So, this is that love that we must develop for Him. And when we develop that love, then He reciprocates, He responds. As I was saying, He loves us. But if one person loves the other and the other does not respond, does the love affair happen? No, it remains unfulfilled. Like a young boy is in love with a young girl. He has fallen head over heels. But she doesn't respond. How does he feel? It's just one-sided. He loves, but she doesn't respond. But then one day he gets a note from her. I love you too. Then what happens? So similarly, He loves us. Krishna loves us. But we are not responding. But when one day we respond by telling Krishna, I love you, then that loving relationship becomes a reality. Now let us consider whether Krishna loves us. First of all, let us first consider, is there God? Is God, does God exist? Is God there? What will be the response? How many of you will accept that God is there? Wonderful. Okay, now we'll just consider, if He is there, at least one thing we have to consider, that He is omnipotent, right? He is all-powerful. He is omniscient. He knows everything. He is omnipresent. He is present everywhere. So He is all-powerful, so He can do everything. And because He is our loving and caring Father, He is providing us for everything that we need. Our needs are being fulfilled. By whose arrangement? Let us consider that. Like how He is taking care of our needs. What is one of the most important needs? Food, right? Food is our most important need. Now let us consider how food comes to us. A small little seed falls on the ground and a tree comes out, and in the tree there are fruits, our food. And in the fruit there is a seed. That seed falls on the ground, tree comes out. In the tree there are innumerable fruits. In those innumerable fruits there are innumerable seeds. And in those innumerable seeds, there are innumerable trees. In those innumerable trees, there are innumerable fruits. So who arranged this endless supply for our food? Who did it? Why?
Because he loves us.
Because he loves us.
The trees give us ear too.
Huh? I was coming to that. Okay, food is very important. But more important than food is water. Now let us consider how our water supply is being taken care of. Like, as you know, that one-fourth of the earth planet is earth and three-fourths is ocean. That ocean, although there is water, but that water is not usable. We can't drink that water, we can't use that water for cultivation. And also that is far away. So, see what wonderful arrangement he made? With the sun, he makes the water from the ocean to evaporate. That water vapor forms the cloud. With the wind, the cloud is distributed all over. Then there's condensation and the water comes down in the form of rain. Who made this arrangement? Why?
Because he loves us.
Does anybody have any doubt about that? Even more important than water is
air,
oxygen. For us. Right. Now, just consider, we are taking in oxygen and giving out carbon dioxide. If the process continued in this way, then what would have happened? There wouldn't have been any water, any oxygen left. The whole atmosphere would have been filled with carbon dioxide. But did it ever happen? Why not? Because the trees, because the trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide and giving out oxygen. We are taking oxygen, giving out carbon dioxide. The trees and plants are taking carbon dioxide, giving out oxygen. Is it an accidental phenomenon?
No.
So somebody made the arrangement. Who made this arrangement? Why? So can there be any doubt that he loves us?
No.
Now see, he is the young boy who loves the beautiful young girl. And what does the beautiful young girl say? No response.
No.
And who are those beautiful young girls?
Us. Just gotta write a note.
All we have to do is just tell him, Krishna, I love you too. And that is Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So now, this is what is Kirtan. To sing the glory of the Lord and tell Him, announce Him, declare, full sincerity, Krishna, I love you. Krishna, I love you. Krishna, I love you. Krishna himself came to remind us about this relationship and the need to develop our relationship with him. Krishna came as a devotee. He didn't come as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came many a times before as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and displayed his wonderful qualities, his wonderful abilities. But this time he didn't come as God. He came as a devotee. And that is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Here he is, the founder of the Kirtan movement, the Sankirtan movement. He has been described as the father of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanaika pitarau kamalayataksho. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and in the middle and on his right is his first expansion, Nityananda Prabhu. Then next to Nityananda Prabhu is Advaita Acharya Prabhu. And then on his left is Gadadhar Pandit, and next to Gadadhar Pandit is Shribash Thakur. So he came in his five feature, the Lord in his five features. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. So before we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we actually chant the prayers to these five personalities. These five personalities are also the five expansions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself came as a devotee. And then his expansion as his devotee, Nityananda Prabhu. Then his incarnation as a devotee, Advaita Acharya Prabhu. Then his pleasure potency as his devotee, Gadadhar Pandit. And his devotee as a devotee, Shrivas Thakur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and started this Sankirtana movement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his early life did not really display his devotion to Krishna so much. He was like a very intelligent, very intellectual, a brilliant personality, who was more inclined towards scholarly activities. And like in India, there was a culture that one scholar used to challenge other scholar and defeat him. So that was his favorite sport. He used to challenge other scholars and smash them in the debate, you can say. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from his spiritual master. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead submits himself to his spiritual master. Why? Because in this way he sets the proper example. He establishes the importance of accepting initiation, meaning the importance of becoming a student of a teacher. Can we learn something just by our own endeavor? Or we need the guidance of a teacher? How many of you learned your alphabets here on your own? Did anybody learn the ABCD himself or herself? Is there anybody? Not a single one. So see, even ABCD we had to learn from somebody. So what to speak of advanced science, especially spiritual science, which is beyond our sense perception, that subject. How can we learn without the tutelage of a qualified teacher. So, he sets the example, he took initiation from a great personality named Shripad Ishwarpuri. And after he took initiation, he started to display his devotion to Krishna. And then he started this kirtan movement, which is called Sankirtan Yajna. Sankirtan. Kirtan, the Sanskrit word kirtan means glorification of the Lord. When you glorify somebody, that is called kirtan. And when we collectively glorify, many people get together and glorify the Lord. That is called Sankirtan. So he started this congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So this is how this movement started 500 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to get together with his devotees in the house of Shivash Thakur. Shivash Thakur is on the extreme left from this side. From your side, on the extreme right. So, in his house, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have the kirtan. And his devotees used to come and they used to chant the glory, they used to sing the glory of the Lord throughout the night. Throughout the night they would sing. And only in the morning they used to go home. And they didn't sleep. Maybe just a couple of hours maybe. And then they again went out on the streets and started to chant the holy name of the Lord. So this is how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his Sankirtan movement. And you know something? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this Sankirtan movement or this process of congregational, collective glorification of the Lord will spread all over the world in every town and village. Mind you, 500 years ago, when people did not even know how many continents were there, right? America was not discovered at that time. Columbus didn't come here. And Columbus also missed too. Columbus thought that he came to India. He didn't think that he came to America. That's why the Native Americans are called Indians. Because Columbus thought that he came to India. It's only later on, another explorer, Amerigo Vespucci, he figured out, no, this is not India. And after him, this continent was named as America. So anyway, 500 years ago when people didn't even know how many continents were there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that this movement is going to spread all over the world in every town and village. It's there in the scriptures. Do you want to hear the Bengali statement?
Yes.
Prithibite ache joto nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe mor naam. Prithibite means in this planet earth. Joto nagoradi gram, as many towns and villages are there. Sarvatra, everywhere, pracharito will spread. Hoibe mor naam. The holy name of the Lord will spread. People will sing the glory of the Lord collectively in every town and village all over the world. Wasn't it an impossible prediction? But today, even in this remote corner of Philadelphia, we are chanting the holy name of the Lord collectively. We all have got together. So the Lord's words are not going to go in vain. It's happening and it will continue to happen and it will literally happen in every town and village. So let's become the pioneers of that movement. So, does anybody have any question? Yes?
One verse you were quoting, Sankirtana
Kapitaro. Sankirtana Kapitaro Kamalaya Taksho. Yes.
What is the
translation? This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat. Just as, are you familiar with Chaitanya Charitamrita? Prabhupada translated Chaitanya Charitamrita. It was written by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, before Chaitanya Charitamrita, wrote the biographical narration of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Chaitanya Bhagavat. And in Chaitanya Bhagavat, he is mentioning that. The verse goes like, Ajanu lombito bhujau kanakava dato sankirtanaika pitarau kamalaya takshau bishambharau dijabarau jugadharma palau bande jagat priyakarau karunavataru. So he is describing Ajanu lombito bhujau. He is describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Bhujau, his arms stretch up to Ajanu, up to his knees. This is one of the signs of a Mahapurusha, great personality, or incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kanakava dato, his bodily complexion is like molten gold. Kanakava dato. Sankirtanaika pitaro. There, the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Kamalaya Taksho, their eyes are like broad and wide as lotus petals. Yugadharma Palo, they are the maintainers of the Yugadharma, the Dharma of the age. I worship those two personalities who are the manifestation of our personification and incarnation of the mercy of the Lord. Thank you. Yes?
I heard there were two, or read or something, there were two devotees named Swarup Damodara and someone else, that Vrindavan Das and Krishna Das Kaviraj, that, you know, they got the notes from
Sarup Damodara. He wrote the notes. He was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's kind of secretary, assistant. And he kept a diary describing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. That was afterwards. So, Murari Gupta is the other one. Yeah. So, I was coming to that. So, Sarup Damodar was, and Murari Gupta also kept his notes. So, these things were based on those notes that Vrindavan Das Thakur wrote, because he was not the personal witness of Mahaprabhu's pastimes. He came afterwards. And based on those descriptions, he wrote. And then Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was in Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's principal associates, like Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, those who witnessed Mahaprabhu's pastimes, they used to discuss about Mahaprabhu's pastimes, mainly Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami, they used to get together in the evenings, and throughout the night they used to discuss about Mahaprabhu's activities. And based on those informations, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita. There was another question, yes?
Voice, you cannot hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I should have asked you first.
Volume?
You couldn't hear anything?
No.
Oh, I see. So it would be better if it was louder. Hare Krishna. Where is the... So you have a question? Yeah. Why is it so hard for us to see that? Because we cannot see him.
I understand.
You see, the thing is, because we are not able to see him, that's why we cannot really, you know, perceive it. Therefore, the way, because Krishna is beyond our material perception, right? He is spiritual, right? So the spiritual personality of Godhead is not visible by our mundane senses, right? Therefore, we have to see... This is too loud already. Already too loud. Just a little loud, little less, little... Hare Krishna. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Therefore, we have to see him by hearing about him. An example can be seen, considered that way. Did you see your great-grandfather?
No.
No. But do you know that he was?
Yes.
Do you also know how he was?
No.
A little bit. Okay, so similarly, although you didn't see him, but you get to know about him by hearing from others, right? Those who have seen him. Similarly, we have to see God by hearing about Him from those who have seen Him. And when we properly hear, then yes, we see Him, not through our sight, but in our mind, isn't it? In our mind we can see him, in our mind we can appreciate him. Okay. Hare Krishna. So we can... Should we have a little more kirtan?
Yes.
Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sharishati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavadi Paschatta Rishutarine Srila Prabhupada Ki Hare Krishna. So thank you all very much for this wonderful evening and giving us this opportunity to spend this wonderful time with you all. I just thought of one thing, like when I was describing about Prabhupada's coming to America and how the young Americans actually helped Srila Prabhupada to spread this movement all over the world. And I was actually thinking of speaking something about a few such personalities who are present in this room. One is Chaitanya Jivan Prabhu, whom you all know. He's a wonderful devotee, and he's a very old friend of mine. Chaitanya Jivan Prabhu, as I said, like these young Americans left everything, surrendered everything to Srila Prabhupada and went to different corners of the world. And Chaitanya Jivan Prabhu went to Mayapur and Calcutta and spent many, many years there.
Hare Krishna!
And he's a very quiet devotee who renders all his service from the background and barely comes in the front. Therefore, sometimes we fail to recognize his greatness, but he's a wonderful devotee. No, by Prabhupada's divine mercy. Another such wonderful devotee is Udayananda Prabhu, who is also traveling with us. Udayananda Prabhu Ki.
Jai!
In the early days, book distribution was the most important activity in ISKCON. And Udayananda Prabhu, one of the stalwart book distributors from those days. And he joined in Detroit in the early days as a young boy. Young teenager, yeah.
19.
Still in his teen. At the age of 19, he joined Srila Prabhupada's movement in 1972. In 1972, and since then, he is just, for the last 41 years, he's just carrying on with an amazing enthusiasm and determination. When he dances like a young boy. So you can see in his heart he's still a young boy.
I forgot I was an old man.
Who says you're an old man?
My son.
That's his perception. His son also has been a very wonderful devotee, grew up in England, studied there in King's College, did his MBA, did his law, did his master's?
Master's
in law. And now he wants to become a devotee.
Hari Bol!
So, after qualifying in the material sphere, he is showing us that the real goal is to become situated on the spiritual platform. Another wonderful devotee who grew up in a very wonderful atmosphere, trained by his illustrious parents, is Chaitanya Chandra.
Hare Krishna!
I remember seeing him as a little boy in Philadelphia Temple. And the first time I saw him, he gave an extempore speech on the ills of smoking. How did you get all those informations? He must have been about 11 years old at that time.
Very good.
Another such wonderful devotee is Chaitanya. Grew up in a very wonderful spiritual atmosphere in Tuaku Temple and trained up by his very wonderful devotee parents. And he was playing the mridanga so nicely. This next generation is brilliant, actually. We also have here Shraddha Devi Dasi. Shraddha is from MIT, no, Harvard. She did her PhD from Harvard.
Masters
from Harvard. And now she is fully committed to Krishna. And also Amitabh Krishna, another very bright young man. I was just about to say bright young boy, but then I didn't want to hurt his pride by calling him a boy. And these boys are just completely committed to serving Krishna. They're getting wonderful opportunities. Like I was just telling Udayananda Prabhu a little while ago that the CIA selects the most brilliant minds for the job, and they selected him. Now I'm saying it because he didn't accept it. If he accepted the CIA job, then I couldn't have told that to anybody. Maybe he himself couldn't tell that to anybody. But he decided to reject that offer. He was telling me all the facilities that they were going to give him as a CIA agent. But now he has become a real CIA. Chaitanya's
intelligence.
Associate. So now what he decided to do? He decided to go to India. With a job, of course. He would have preferred to drop everything and go to India and become a devotee, full-time devotee. But there's a hindrance, his parents. The parents didn't like the idea that he becomes a full-time devotee, so he got this job in India so that he can be in India and also be close to the temple, especially Vrindavan. So these are such wonderful individuals. Another boy is here, Suman.
Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol.